Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Lullaby of Broadway, the hip-hooray and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway, the rumble of the subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain at Angelo's and Maxie's. When a Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn.
Good night,
baby.
Broadway to hit the hay.
Good night.
Milkman's on his way.
Sleep tight, baby. Let's call it a day. Listen to the lullaby of old Broadway.
You've been listening to the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra from 1935 with Lullaby of Broadway. The song was written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin and featured in the movie Gold Diggers from 1935, and it actually won the Best Song Academy Award for that year at the Oscars. And they start off this morning's edition, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, with their orchestra. And a very fine orchestra it was too. Actually, the two of them split up that year and formed separate orchestras, but they had a wonderful career when they played together, and many recordings resulted. And they set the theme for this morning's show, which is early music. We're going back to the 1920s and the 1930s, listening to recordings made around that time, mostly in the US, but I think we've got one or two from the UK, where there was a thriving dance band scene. And that's what we'll hear next from Jack Hilton and his orchestra. You hear them often on the show, and rightly so, because they were one of the greatest of the dance bands around at the time. They started out in the early 1920s, played many concerts in Britain and also on continental Europe. And they also made many recordings. I believe the orchestra stayed together and played for about two decades altogether. And we will hear them from early days. This is 1929. The song is You're the Cream in My Coffee. It was written by Lou Brown, Buddy De Silver, and Ray Henderson. Featured in the Broadway and film musical Hold Everything. And we'll also hear a vocal on that one from Sam Brown, who often sang with the orchestra. And then back a couple of years, and we're back in the U.S., and this is a classic recording of early jazz from 1927. The song is Riverboat Shuffle. It was written by Hoagie Carmichael, along with Irving Mills and Dick Voynow. And Hoagie, well, he was starting out in his songwriting career around this time, and he wrote it for one of his favorite musicians, and that was cornetist and trumpeter Bix Beiderbecke. And Bix recorded it. We'll hear this recording by Bix with the Frankie Trambar Orchestra. And also listen up here, in addition to Bix's wonderful cornet, we'll hear a fine clarinet solo from Don Murray and Eddie Lang on guitar. And then forward a year to 1928. And this is a fun recording from a group that was set up around that time, and it had some pretty familiar names in it, guys who went on to have wonderful jazz careers. The group was called Benny Goodman's Boys, and you guessed it. Benny is playing clarinet, and he's also playing baritone sax on this one. Bud Freeman, tenor sax. Glenn Miller, trombone. Jimmy McPartland on trumpet. Ben Polak on drums, and Vic Breedis on piano. The song was written by Glenn Miller, along with Benny Goodman, and it's called Room 1411. And I think that was where some of the boys happened to be sharing an apartment at the time. Three songs from the early days, and we'll start with Jack Hilton from 1929, You're the Cream in My Coffee.
My stew, you will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. You're the starch in my collar, you're the lace in my shoe. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Most men tell love tales and each phrase dovetails. You've heard each known way. This way is my own way. You're the sail of my love boat, you're the captain and crew. You will always be my necessity. I'd be lost without you. Thank you.
Benny Goodman's Boys from 1928, and that is some vintage jazz there from Benny and Friends. The song was called Room 1411, and it was written by Glenn Miller and Benny Goodman. Before them, we heard from Big Spiderbeck and the Frankie Tramvar Orchestra with the Hoagy Carmichael classic Riverboat Shuffle. And we started off with Jack Hilton from 1929, You're the Cream in My Coffee. A fine recording from Jack Hilton and his orchestra in that year. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and we are coming to you from the University of Ottawa. And this morning, as we do, listening to songs from days gone by. Our time period covers, well, the early 20s through to the early 60s, that is, of the previous century. And this morning we're concentrating on the early days of that period, so from the 1920s through to the 1930s. We're going to go to 1932 for our next recording. And this is a very early recording from one of the jazz greats of all time, and that is Sidney Bechet. And Sidney is joined by a group called his New Orleans Feet Warmers. Sidney on soprano sax, Tommy Ladnier on trumpet, Henry Duncan on piano, Teddy Nixon on trombone, and Morris Moreland on drums. The song was written by Jack Palmer and Spencer Williams, and it's called I Found a New Baby. I think you've heard that one before. And it was recorded, actually, on September the 15th, 1932. Also in that year, 1932, we're going to hear an amazing combination, and I don't think this happened very often. More jazz greats here, Duke Ellington and his orchestra. These are early days. And he's joined by a young Bing Crosby. And I don't think they recorded together very often, but this is a classic piece, as is the tune, and it's St. Louis Blues, written by W.C. Handy, one of the most recorded of all the jazz standards. Joining Bing from the Duke Ellington Orchestra, we'll hear Duke on piano, Cootie Williams on trumpet, Joe Nanton on trombone, Johnny Hodges, Harry Carney, and Barney Bigard are with us on their saxophones. So this is early days, marvelous talent. And then we'll go forward a couple of years to 1934, the Isham Jones Orchestra. Isham was a band leader and also a composer of note. And he was leading his orchestra around this time. It was taken over 2 years later by Woody Herman, who played alto sax and clarinet in the band, and Isham went on to concentrate on songwriting. Well, this is the orchestra of 1934. It's bringing us a song called Dallas Blues, which was written by Isham Jones, along with Hart Wand and Dave Franklin. And we'll start with Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans Feet Warmers, I've Found a New Baby, from 1932. Thank you.
Pulls that gal around, down by her apron string. Now if it weren't for powder and for store-bought hair, that gal I love, she wouldn't go so far. From here, I got this St. Louis blues. I'm just as blue as I can be. Seems like that gal's got a heart like a rock cast in the sea. Or else she wouldn't have gone so far away from me. And I love my baby till the day I die.
you've been listening to the Isham Jones Orchestra from 1934 with Dallas Blues, also written by Isham Jones. Before that, a wonderful lineup, Bing Crosby and Duke Ellington, along with W.C. Handy's St. Louis Blues, a rather rare recording from 1932. And we started out with another rare recording from a young Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans feet warmers, I Found a New Baby, from 1932. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're listening to songs from Days Gone By, recorded in Days Gone by some of the most wonderful artists around at the time. And these are classic songs, and the recordings no less classic. And most of our songs today are from the 20s and the 30s. In fact, all of our songs today are from the 20s and 30s. Now, our next recording is from 1931, and I don't believe I've played recordings by this artist for quite some time. I'm going to make up for that today and in future programs. And that is Russ Colombo. He was described as the first of the Italian crooners. Started out around the same time as Bing Crosby. Went on to have a fine but short career. He'd begun as a violinist, and by his teens he was playing and then singing in movies, on the early movie scene, dubbing for many of the movie stars around at the time. He also sang with the Gus Arnhem Orchestra and indulged in some very fine songwriting. Well, he hit the big time in 1931, and that's when we'll hear him. And he's going to bring us one of his own compositions called Prisoner of Love. And he wrote that along with Clarence Gaskell and Leo Robin. And that will be Russ Colombo. Forward 2 years, and we're going to go to 1933, to a young lady starting out. And this is her very first recording, as I understand it. Billie Holiday. Well, one of the jazz greats of the century. And as I said, her first recording in the studio. The song is a rather cute one. It was written by Alberta Nichols and Man Holliner, and it's called Your Mother's Son-in-Law. Joining her in the studio that day was a small group, including Benny Goodman on clarinet, Charlie Teagarden on trumpet, Jack Teagarden, his brother, on trombone, and Gene Krupa on drums. It's a foreshadowing of things to come, eh? The Benny Goodman Orchestra. And that will be Billie Holiday, Your Mother's Son-in-Law. And then to 1936, to an orchestra led by guitarist Dick McDonough, and he's joined by trumpeter Bunny Berrigan on this one, also Adrian Rollini, and Cozy Cole on drums, Toots Mondello on clarinet, and Sammy Prager on piano. The song was written by Joseph Meyer and Bob Rothberg. It's called It Ain't Right. And we'll also hear on this one another vocal, this time from a young Buddy Clark. He went on to have a fine career, started out in the early 1930s, singing with orchestras and dance bands, and also recording and singing on radio. So this is one of them, It Ain't Right, Dick McDonough and Buddy Clark from 1936. And we'll start with Russ Colombo, Prisoner of Love, from 1931.
Alone the night, tonight you'll find me too weak to break the chains that bind me. I need no shackles to remind me I'm just a prisoner of love. For one command I stand and wait now, from one who's master of my fate now. I can't escape, for it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner of love. what's the good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me? Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping, upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm just a prisoner of love. The good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me? Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping, upon my knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of
It ain't right to be so untrue to me. It ain't right to baby farewell. It ain't love that you handed out to me. It ain't love, now don't start to shout to me. It ain't love, so baby farewell. I'd go on, what's the use? You have killed your golden goose. From now on, I'm on the loose. Come the revolution for me. It ain't right to give me the kick around. It ain't right, I'm not gonna stick around. It ain't right, so baby, farewell.
Dick McDonough and his orchestra with Bunny Berrigan on trumpet and Buddy Clark bringing us the words to It Ain't Right. Billie Holiday joined us on her very first recording from 1933, Your Mother's Son-in-Law. And she was joined on that one by Benny Goodman, Charlie and Jack Teagarden and Gene Krupa. And we started out with Russ Colombo, his own composition, Prisoner of Love.
For the finest in jazz, why not tune into In Transition with your host, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CKHUO FM 89.1. Coming to you from the University of Ottawa, Randy features jazz from the past, present, and everything in between. That's In Transition, Sundays on CKHUO FM 89.1.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson. I join you every Sunday morning at this time with songs and recordings from many years ago, the 1920s through to the 1960s. Some wonderful voices and some fantastic musicians is what you hear each Sunday morning, and today is no exception. We have been going back. Oh, many years. Well, mostly the 1930s. We've got a few from the 1920s. This is early jazz and dance music. And we're going to carry on with a few more. We have, I think, four more for you this morning. We're going to stay in 1936, and we'll hear from Mildred Bailey and her orchestra. Mildred, of course, was a very fine swing singer. She had a sweet voice and excellent timing and swing style. She made many recordings for the Columbia label, often with her husband Red Norvo's orchestra. This morning she's joined by quite a mixture here. Dickie Ellman on trumpet, Artie Shaw on clarinet, Ben Webster on tenor sax, Teddy Wilson on piano, Dave Barber on guitar, John Kirby on bass, Cozy Cole on drums, and also cameo piece from Johnny Hodges on alto sax. The song was written by Sidney Mitchell and Lou Polak, and it's called It's Love I'm After. And again, from 1936, we will then hear again from Artie Shaw, this time his orchestra. He is joined on this one by Peg LaCentra and Wes Vaughan, who bring us the words to the song 1-2 Button Your Shoe, written by Johnny Burke and Arthur Johnson. And also on this recording, we hear Tony Pastor, tenor sax. George Wetling is playing the drums, and some fine piano from Joe Lippmann. And we'll hear now from Mildred Bailey and her orchestra, It's Love I'm After from 1936.
Which I care is love. For love and laughter I'd give everything that I possess. The perfect synonym for happiness is love. Rich men, poor men, beggar men, thieves, because each one of them believes he'll find someone like you. It's love I'm after. It may make me rise or make me fall, but it's love I'm after.
Button your shoe, put on your coat and hat. I play a game like that while I'm waiting for you. 3, 4, open the door, hurry for heaven's sake. I count each step you take while I'm waiting for you. 5, 6, my heart does tricks as I picture all your charms. 7, 8, you're at the gate and you walk into my arms. 9, 10, kiss me again, tell me you get a thrill, just as I hope you will, while I'm waiting for you.
just heard Arnie Shaw and one of his early orchestras, again from 1936, 1-2, Button Your Shoe. And we heard also from Mildred Bailey and her orchestra, It's Love I'm After, from 1936. Well, we're almost at the end of this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. I hope you enjoyed this trip back in time to some wonderful early jazz. We've got one more for you that we're going to get to in just a moment. I would like to thank you very much for joining me today, and I hope you enjoyed our music. And do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for you this afternoon. And please do join me again next week for more music from days gone by. And our final number for today, we're going to go back to 1932, and we're going to hear from a lady called Annette Hanshaw. This is a lovely voice and a very nice style. The song is written by Harry Woods, and the orchestra is led by Victor Young, and they will join us with the song We Just Couldn't Say Goodbye, and that'll be Annette Hanshaw.
We thought that love was over, that we were really through. I said I didn't love him, that we'd begin anew. And you can all believe me, we sure intended to. But we just couldn't say goodbye. The chair and then the sofa broke right down and cried. The curtain started waving for him to come inside. I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide. And we just couldn't say goodbye. The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go. So he came back and kissed me. And when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. Now we're both so happy because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye. People in love are funny, mighty hard to explain. 1 minute they quarrel, then they're back together again. Take my case for instance, we had a little fuss. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, here's what happened to us. Ba-dum, ba-da-da-dum, ba-da-da-da-doo. And you can all believe me that we sure intended to. The chair and then the sofa broke right down and cried. I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide. The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we're gonna miss you if you go. So he came back and kissed me. And when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. Now we're both so happy because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye.
And that concludes this week's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Please stay with us now for In Transition with Randy McGilligott. 2 hours of great jazz coming up for this afternoon. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and thanks so much for joining me today on I've Heard That Song Before.